This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. As the state is poised to begin its phased-in reopening of the economy, Governor Charlie Baker is asking businesses that can have employees work from home to continue to do so. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now from the WBUR Statehouse Bureau. And Steve, did the governor give any kind of indication what will be in the report from the advisory board that's been examining how to restart the economy?
No, not a lot. He did say his legal people will be drafting a short-term order over the weekend to extend his stay-at-home advisory for another 24 hours. The current order expires Sunday night at midnight. This will keep it in place until presumably another order replaces it when he unveils the reopening plan on Monday.
Although he did say that some businesses are going to continue to have employees work from home, which ones and why?
Yeah, sure. Some big-name players here in Massachusetts, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Raytheon, Wayfair, Takeda, just to name a few. The governor says an important part of the conversation the state has been having with businesses is for those companies to continue to allow working remotely.
We know there's no one-size-fits-all approach to this. Not everyone can work remotely, and some employers will be required to have their employees physically report to a place of employment to fulfill a shift, operate a machine, or take care of customers. But there are hundreds of companies and thousands of employees who are now successfully working remotely.
Now, the governor says as the state transitions to slowly reopen the economy, it has become more and more critical for remote work to continue so we can fight the spread or resurgence of the virus.
Some lawmakers have written to the governor saying that he is moving too fast to reopen. There are others who've written to him to say he's moving too slowly. So it seems like the governor is finding himself in a no-win situation. How's he responding?
Yeah, he spoke about that today. I guess it just goes with the territory of being an elected official. You just can't make everybody happy.
I absolutely know that people who think we're going too fast are going to say you're going too fast, and people who think we're going too slow are going to say we're going too slow. That's kind of where we are here, folks, and that's where we're going to be for a while. And the one thing I would say to everybody is we've said from the beginning that you need to respect the virus.
Steve, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said today that no matter what the governor announces this coming Monday, Boston's public health emergency will continue.
Yeah, that's right. The mayor says the city's guidelines on physical and social distancing will not be lifted in the near future. He says that people will need to continue to wear a face covering when they are out in public and cannot stay 6 feet away from others. In explaining his decision, Mayor Walsh announced the results of an antibody test that were taken by 750 city employees and residents in four of the hardest hit neighborhoods. He said the results show the city needs to be cautious as it reopens.
Finally, Steve, what are the latest coronavirus figures out of the Department of Public Health? They had been trending downward. Are they still?
Yeah, they are. All the key metrics, deaths, positive cases, hospitalizations, number of people in the ICU, all continue to go down. The deaths of 110 people were reported today. 2,767 people remain hospitalized. That's down about 1,000 in the last 2 weeks. Also, late today, they announced that the field hospital at the DCU Center in Worcester will be closing next week.
WBUR Senior Statehouse Reporter Steve Brown, thank you for all your hard work, Steve. Thank you.